This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. I know you've probably heard me talk a few times in recent weeks about our local school robotics teams, and three of them in Knox County going to state, as you may have heard over the weekend. Among them, the Abingdon Avon Twister Bots won the state competition at the University of Illinois, but they were not the only group that was there. The Gale Elementary Cougar Bots, the coaches of whom we talked with last week, were also at the competition, as was the Knox County 4-H RoboStorm robotics team. And we thought we'd give them a little time, even though we've talked to RoboStorm in the past. We're pleased to talk with one of the competitors on the RoboStorm team. Emily King is the daughter of Seth King, one of the coaches of the RoboStorm team, and Emily is on the phone right now. Emily, thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Absolutely. First off, tell me a little bit about how long you've been involved with RoboStorm and what kind of led you to be involved. What interested you about it?
Well, this season was my third year, and I was on the junior FLL, and I really enjoyed it, so I decided to move on to the FLL, and I really liked it.
And for folks who don't know, FLL is First Lego League. By the way, how old are you and what school do you go to?
I'm 12 and I go to Knoxville Junior High.
That's fantastic. So you were in the Junior League before now. Talk a little bit about what's different about the Junior League versus the big league here.
Well, in the bigger one, we use the robot more. But in the junior one, we would just use the robot a little bit and, get used to it. So when you do move up to the FLL, if you do, then you would, be able to, know how to program it.
Emily, do you feel like you're better prepared for, I guess, maybe for lack of a better term, the future, since you've been involved in the robotics teams? Or do you feel you still have a lot left to learn in that regard?
I feel like I could always learn, but
sure.
I know a lot more about problem solving since I've been in FLL.
Yeah, talk a little bit about some of the skills you've learned. We've talked in recent weeks with some of the other teams, and I'm always kind of impressed with everything that you learn out, even just outside of working with the robots. You learn so many different skills, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about some of those and what you've learned.
Well, I've learned how to be nicer and more respectful to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I've learned about problem solving and how to use a robot.
Talk to me about maybe one of the biggest instances you've had since doing all this where you've had to put your problem solving skills to the test.
We usually have to problem solve by making our shirt, and because we get to make our own shirt for it for our team, and we would problem solve to make sure everybody had their own ideas for the shirt, and we would all have ideas, and we could all give our ideas, and then we would put them together, and we could have the shirt that everybody likes.
Do you find you work with your teammates pretty well? Do you have very many disagreements and that sort of thing?
We don't have too many disagreements, but when we're coming up with big things what we are doing for our project or for our T-shirt, we would all if we had small disagreements, or if we would all have similar ideas but they're kind of different, we would usually put them to a vote so we could all get our ideas out.
Certainly nothing wrong with that, for sure. So let's kind of fast forward to the state competition down at the U of I this last weekend. How excited were you when you first found out that you would be going to the competition?
I was really excited because state is always so fun because we get to meet a bunch of new people.
So what was the project then you worked on Saturday at the U of I?
Our project was on food insecurity, and in East Galesburg, there's a lot of people in poverty, and they have a lot of food insecurity. So our idea was to have a community garden. So everybody could get the food that we need. They need.
Yeah, that's a very cool project. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, like I said before, we put it to a vote, but we all at the beginning of the year we made a schedule so we would know, and one of the meetings we all came up with ideas for it just by brainstorming, and we kind of went further into it by researching, and then one of the days after researching and then sharing our ideas with the team, then we kind of picked a few of them and we had a vote on them.
So then how did you present this project at the competition?
We made a skit of it, and our skit, we chose fairy tales to do our skit just so it could be fun, and we all had ideas for it, so we just decided to do fairy tales.
Now, it sounds like that, at least compared to the other teams, that maybe you didn't quite maybe score as high or do as well as maybe you thought you did, but I imagine the experience was probably really still worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I had heard, I know some people that are on the Abingdon Avon, the A-Town team, that during the competition this weekend, you all were really kind of checking in on each other between all three teams and seeing how everybody was doing. Is that right?
Yeah, one of our team members used to go to school in Abingdon, so she was friends with some kids on the team, so we talked with them a little bit.
I imagine that was probably a pretty important thing to have happen too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you'll keep going with being on RoboStorm after this year? Of course, I'm asking you this, and I'm sure your coach is nearby.
Yeah, I'm planning on doing it for a while.
You know, be honest with me. What's it like being on a team with your parents as the coaches?
Well, this is my first year when my parents were the coaches.
Okay.
And it's different than past years because they're the coaches, but they don't treat me differently than the other people on the team. It's just, so it's not that different.
That sounds great. So, give me kind of a summation, if you will, then of what you've learned this year and how you think you can do better next year.
What we've learned this year is that we really need to listen to our ideas more and all get along a little bit better. But I think we did really good this year. And even though we didn't make it past state, I think we really had a lot of fun and we learned a lot.
It's got to be pretty exciting, though, to have a team from the area, your next door neighbors almost, winning the whole thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. Anything, what would you say to other kids your age who might be thinking about doing robotics or joining a team like this, or even just maybe kind of working with the robots you guys used in the future?
I would say that it's really fun and they should really try it out because, I learned a lot from trying it out.
All right. Emily King, part of the RoboStorm First Lego League Robotics team that the Knox County 4-H has. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations to you on all your success this year. And this is a very cool thing you're involved with. Thanks again.
Can I add something?
Yeah, go right ahead.
We would like to thank our sponsors, 4-H and the University of Illinois Extension, Caterpillar, Nelson and Associates Law Office in Galesburg, and our parents, mentors, and family and friends.
There you go. Very good. Emily and the rest of us in the community are just as proud as your sponsors are to be to hear about this and support this. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll come back with Kim Commando and sports in just a moment as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.